Because you know why? It reminds me of the grace of God. Praise God, and we all have been blessed with that grace, haven't we? Yes, we have, amen. It's so good, it is so good. And we are so blessed. And I just thank God for His mercy in my life. I thank God for His love in my life. And His care of me, my spiritual well-being. I am thankful. Who's thankful this morning? Yes, we are all thankful. Praise God. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you, which you should have your Bibles with you, whether it's a paper version, a digital version, doesn't matter, as long as it's with you, that you can open up the Bible and read it. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 3 to 6. Up there on the screen as well, Luke chapter 5, verse 3 to 6. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon, entering, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, not at anyone else's, but at the Lord's word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. If you'll turn with me now to Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 3 to 5. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000, brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000, brought me through, the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And this morning I'm going to preach on the title, Launch Into the Deep. Launch Into the Deep. Lord, I just pray, be with us now as we go into your word. Draw us closer to you. Help us to hear what you would have to say to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Take a seat, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You've done a wonderful job. Thank you, musicians. You've done astoundingly this morning. It was beautiful. Praise God. I can remember when I was a little boy, not all that long ago, I can remember going down to the beach with my parents. And I would be given the lecture. You know, as all parents give their kids lectures when they go to the beach. And the one big lecture I got was, you are to swim between the flags. That was the first one. And you are not to go out too far. That was the second one. All right, and the little fella, you know, I love the water. Absolutely love it. It was a fish out of water, basically. I still love the water. Praise God. And of course, you know what that did? It only made me want to go out further and made me want to swim in between the flags. That was me. Because you know why? It was more exciting. With those big waves out there, it just looked more exciting. But as a little fella, you just don't understand the dangers that are lurking out a little bit further. But as the shallow was limiting, you know what? I could only see what the bigger people were doing. And they were having more fun. That's what it felt like. They were doing more. They were surfing, they were doing all these other things that this little guy, he had to swim in the shallows, paddle around in the water, you know, woo, watch everybody else. And yes, I did get caught in a rip once. And that wasn't a lot of fun either. You know, when you get caught in a rip, there's not a lot you can do. The sand keeps getting washed out from under your feet, and you keep getting dragged out further and further out to sea. That happened. And you prepare for those things. I was trained well. You just prepare for those things. And there's nothing to fear in the deep. And as long as you can remember that there's no fear in the deep, you're right. You're okay when you go out a bit further. And I can remember when I went for my first dive, I did a lot of diving as well. My dad took me out over a short reef, and it was all good. I'm all in scuba, I'm all safe and snugged up and wrapped up and wetsuits and everything you think of it. And he took me out over a rocky ledge, and then straight off the end of the ledge, it dropped. I couldn't see the bottom. And I've gone from 6 feet of water, where you can see the rock, to looking down, and I couldn't see a thing. And my heart started, pumping. I'm thinking, I've got nothing to hang on to. What if I fall? It's ridiculous. Okay, it's really ridiculous. And Dad laughed. He was watching my reaction. And he said my legs started kicking a little bit harder as well, So I felt like I had nothing to grab onto. But then I began to realize that there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. And this morning, if we can learn that with Jesus, when he says launch into the deep, there is no fear. And even more so because Jesus is with us. He is with us. And this morning, God will say to you, launch into the deep. Put your trust in me. Don't worry about what you can't see, but keep your eyes upon me, and I will take care of everything else. And so we started this morning reading the text about Jesus. And he was coming into the place called Gennesaret, which was a lake nearby there. And in Jesus' ministry, Peter was still a fisherman. So was John. And you know that Jesus had already been ministering well before he even came to Peter and John and James by the water. His ministry had already happened. He said he had already gone through the trials in the wilderness. He fasted 40 days, 40 nights, and he was tempted of the devil. He was tested. And he came out a clear winner. Jesus had already been in the preparation ground called challenge. And this life is a preparation ground for every single one of us today. It's called the life of challenge. It's called the life of obstacles. It's called the life of things getting in the way. And that's how God wants it. And why? So that we grow. That we get stronger. And that we go deeper. He had already performed miracles. Jesus had already been in the miracle working business. He had already preached to the multitude. He already had masses waiting at his word. Already. But Jesus was looking more for more. He was looking beyond his ministry. He was looking at the fishermen. I can't state enough how valuable you are to God this morning. You are precious. It has nothing to do with your wealth. It has nothing to do with your status. It has nothing to do with your race, your culture, your upbringing, what you have done, what you haven't done. It's got nothing to do with that. Jesus loves you just as you are. But don't stay as you are. Be ready to make some changes. He wants to see you grow. He wants to see you go beyond the natural things in this world and into the supernatural things of the Spirit. Do you know at men's camp we had last weekend, I was just talking to Brother Kent on Friday night about it, that when I, in one of the service, I lifted up my hands, the intensity of the spirit that was moving in that service, I felt tingling go through all my fingers. All my fingers were tingling. It was the Holy Spirit moving in that service. And you can relate to it when people say, I felt something. I felt something. And what you feel is Jesus. What you feel is Jesus. And if you're willing to go deep with God, you're going to feel and experience things on a whole new level. Amen? Jesus gets to the boat and the crowd is pushing in around him just to hear a little more, just perhaps to see another miracle, or just to witness the man that they call Jesus. He asked Peter, can I use your boat? As you aren't using it right now, you're clearly cleaning your nets and all that other stuff. Can I use your boat, Peter? Peter didn't appear to have a problem with this. Jesus hops in and then he requests for Peter to push him out a little further from the land. Just nudge me out a little further into the shallows, Peter. And Jesus began teaching the people from the boat. I wonder what he said in those moments. I wonder what all the words of wisdom and things that were imparted in those moments when Jesus taught from the boat. I wonder about that. I wonder what he said that would have captivated the heart of those fishermen that day. And this morning I'm asking you, what captivates your heart? What has your heart been captivated by lately? Has it been captivated by the things of this world? Have you been sidetracked by other things beside the things of God? What has captured your heart? Has it been the words of Jesus? Has it been the presence of God? Has it been the desire to be in the house of the Lord? What's captured your heart today, saints? Where do you want to be with God? Do you want to leave this place the same way that you came in? Do you want to leave this house feeling like the ordinary? Or do you want to leave this place extraordinary, blessed, touched, anointed, filled with the Spirit of God? I know I want to be changed when I come into the presence of the Lord. I want to go deeper with the Lord. I'm not satisfied staying where I am in this moment. We should have the desire, because whatever Jesus said that day captured the heart and the minds of Peter, John, and James. Jesus taught from the shallows. He taught those who were there to see him, to hear him, to witness him. But he wanted more than the shallows. He wanted those who would go deeper. It's easy, too easy, should I say, to be a shallow follower of God. Whew, that hurts when you hear it like that. Too easy to be a casual Christian. I'm just going to leave like I'm a Christian on Sunday, and the rest of the week it's just all business as usual. God doesn't call us to be shallow Christians. He doesn't call us to be casual Christians. He doesn't call us to be part-time Christians. He doesn't call us to be Christians once a month. It's a lifestyle of living for Jesus. It's a lifestyle that is changing every single day when Jesus works with us and molds us and shapes us and puts us on the potter's wheel so that we can be crafted into something beautiful. We are in the process, brothers and sisters. You can't take shortcuts. You can't take another road. You need to stay in the process and become what God has called you to be. But it can only happen when you decide to go deeper with God, when you decide to launch into the deep and hear the words of God. You know, we can all come to church and hear the preaching, feel the anointing, and go through the motions. But we need to do more than that. Jesus is looking for those who will go beyond the temporary, the ordinary, the everyday, the easy as basket, and launch into the deep. Launch into the deep. Jesus just finished speaking and teaching. And the people, with all the people on the shore, and he turns to Peter and he says, "Let's go deeper, Peter. Throw your nets over again for a draft. Let's launch out into the deep, Peter. Let's just go out one more time, Peter. Will you trust me, Peter?" This word draft simply means hunting or catching. "Let's go fishing, Peter." Woohoo! Music to my ears when I hear that. If you don't know, I love fishing. But when he said it to Peter, "Let's go fishing, Peter," hear the words of Peter and take it to heart, saints. Hear these words. And in Luke 5:5, we read earlier, and I've got it on the slide up there. "And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net." Nevertheless, hallelujah. Jesus, "I and my partners, James and John, have been fishing all night and got nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's been a long night, Jesus." And as fishermen, you'll resort, and I know I have, you'll resort to desperate measures to catch a fish when the fish are hard to catch. You know, like using chicken as bait. People theorize it works. Well, praise God, I'll let them keep theorizing that. You change your rigs. You do all sorts of stuff. You'll even pray that a fish will get caught on your line. "Lord Jesus, send the fish right now." Peter, I'm sure, tried everything to will those fish into his net, but he got nothing. He got zip all night long. But one thing he hadn't tried up to this point was Jesus. He hadn't tried Jesus. So what did he do? Did he tell Jesus sorry, but no? Or, "Hey, I'm at the top of my game here. I know what I'm doing. And there's simply just no fish around here. Look, Jesus, I'm just too tired. I'm sorry. I've had a long night. I just want to get this over with, clean the net, just go and have some sleep. I'm sorry, Lord, but not today." No, he said those words of submission and faith, and they were beautiful words, fantastic words, and I'm glad they're written here for us, praise God. Nevertheless, at thy word, Jesus. This morning, step out in faith because the word of God is being spoken. At thy word, Jesus, hallelujah, I will let down the net. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Regardless of what I've been through, I'm going to do as you ask, Jesus. I'm going to do as you ask. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what has happened the night before, the week before, the month before, the years before. You can still have your miracle. Yes, you can still experience the blessings of God. You can still go deeper with Jesus. God still does want to move in your life. God still does want to do things for you in your life. Don't hold back simply because of how you're feeling in the moment. Push through your feelings. Push through your heartache. Push through the doubt and the fear and step into the faith and the realm of God and watch what God will do for you. Oh, I'm excited this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Just launch out into the deep and let down your hurts. Just let them down. Let down your pain. Let down your insecurity. Let down your sickness. Let down those failures. And watch God turn it into a miracle, into a blessing, into revival, into your own life. Who wants to be revived? Who wants to be refreshed? Who wants to have a passion burning in their lives, in their hearts? Amen. When they dropped the nets down, guess what? They caught a lot of fish. In fact, it was so much fish that the net was breaking. And you know, I'm excited this morning. You know why? Because when God blesses, He does it in double portions. He does it in abundance. He does it in a way that will blow your mind, your heart. He'll just do it in a way that will go, hey, this is what I can do for you in your life if you'll but launch into the deep with me this morning. But it happened in the deep. Nothing great ever happened in the shallows. Shallow prayer, shallow Bible reading, shallow fellowship, shallow holiness, shallow conversation. You can keep going on with what shallowness is. We cannot live in the land of mediocrity. We cannot live with complacency. And we don't want to make compromises anymore. And this all happens when we live in the shallows. God calls us to greater things than the shallows. He calls us to go deeper. He calls us to go deeper with prayer, deeper with the Word, deeper in godly fellowship, deeper in holiness, deeper in faith, deeper in sanctification, deeper in being set apart for God. Amen. But the only way you can do that is to leave the shallows behind and launch into the deep. Launch into the deep. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you don't have to turn there, I'm just going to paraphrase. There are 28 seasons mentioned in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. 28 of them. There's a season to laugh and a season to cry, a season to throw stones, and you name it. There's a season for just about everything in there. 28 of them. And I'm pretty sure you can add other seasons to those. But you know, there's one season that's not mentioned in there, and it's called a time to quit. There's a time for everything else, but the season called a time to quit, it's just not there. It's not there because in the kingdom of God, there is no time to quit. There is no time to chuck the towel in. There is no time to give up. There is no time to lay back and let somebody else do it. There is no time to quit, praise God. The season that you are in right now won't last forever. But it will last until you have learned what God is trying to teach you. I have been in seasons in my life. I went through a season that lasted about 20 years. Well, praise God, that was a long season. But I had to learn something. And being as stubborn as I was and as stupid as I was, it took me 20 years to figure it out. But you know something? God still was with me. God still was working with me. God still wanted that relationship with me. God wanted me to go deeper with Him. And it can only happen when I was being challenged, when I had obstacles in front of my life, praise God. Greatness will only come when an great obstacle has been put in front of you. You go, well, God, that's unfair. I want to be great, but I don't want the challenge that goes with it. It doesn't work like that. You know, when King David made the scene, when the grand entrance of his life unfolded, you know where it happened? A big obstacle was placed in front of him, and it was called Goliath. And you've got to start believing that if you want to get somewhere with God, you've got to have a heart like David as well. We heard a little bit about that this morning. But you need to remember that obstacles and challenges aren't to be avoided, but to be embraced. Because what they will do is they will drive you deeper. They will push you further. They will challenge you in ways that you've never been challenged. They will make sure that you are kept in the presence of God. We get hurt. I've been hurt. We get sick. I've been sick. We feel pain. I feel pain. We get challenged, I get challenged. There's nothing new under the sun. But you know what it does? You know what it does? When I get all of the stuff happening in my life, I just got to get on my knees. I just got to get before God. I just got to worship Him. I just got to praise Him. I just got to thank Him because He has never left me. He has never forsaken me. He has never cast me aside. It forces me. It makes me want to go deeper with Him. Where are you this morning? Are you looking at the challenges in your life as things that you wish had never happened to you? Do you live with a past that keeps coming back to haunt you when someone says a word, or you hear something, or you see someone, it triggers something in you called fear? Right now, I rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. You have no fear that can take you because God has control of fear. He has control of anxiety. He has control of stress. He can bring you up out of the pit. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You might be thinking, God, I've been through one of the toughest times in my life. I have been hurt so bad. I have been ostracized. I have been in dark places. I have waited so long for answers to prayers that had not come. I'm in a very difficult season in my life, Lord. And right now, God, you're asking me to go out deeper. You're asking me to let go of everything, of all the hurt and pain that I've been through. You're asking me to let it all go. If the musicians would come. Right now, saints of God, is not the time to quit. Right now is not the time to say I'm done. It's not the time to stay in the shallows in the season of your life. When you stay in the shallows, those waves, they will come in and they will begin to hit you and hit you and hit you. And they will keep hitting you until you get worn down further and further. Until you get pounded into the sand and the sand begins to grind you as well. Launch into the deep, brothers and sisters. Don't be content to stay where you are. Don't be content to live in the state that you are. But reach out to Jesus as He passes by. Reach out to God because He's got a blessing for you. He's got a miracle waiting to happen in your life. It's time to get into that river. I don't want to get in just to my ankles and wait around. Nor do I want to be up to my knees. All my loins. I don't even want to be up to here in the river of God. I want to be immersed in His presence. I want to be absolutely saturated in the Spirit of God. I want to feel the Holy Spirit and His power in my life like I have never had it before. I'm not content to be living in mediocrity any longer. Lord, take me deeper. Lord, take me deeper. Lord, take me deeper with you, Jesus. Let's launch into the deep. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Don't allow the current situation of your life to determine the trajectory of where you are heading. You aren't defined by your mistakes, but how you bounce back from them. Oh, hallelujah. Don't focus on what you haven't got. God can't use what you haven't got, but He can use what you have got. Just a little faith is all you've got, then that will do. Just a little faith. God, I've only got some fish and some bread. Jesus says, that'll do. And He fed 4,000. God, I've only got a little bit of meal and a cruse of oil. Jesus says, I can use that. God, I've only got a staff in my hand. God says, I can use that too. God, I've only got a little bit of praise to give. And Jesus says, I can use that. When nothing's going right for you, when life is dishing out lemons all the way, just turn to Jesus. Turn to God like Job did in his crisis. Turn to God like Job did when he lost absolutely everything and he had nothing. He was covered from head to foot in boils. Do what Job did, praise God. You know what he did? He came before God and he worshiped. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. We can go deeper this morning. We can go further this morning. We can go to another level this morning. Praise God. There's no limit to what God has in store for you. Oh, you only have a little bit, but God will add the rest. And one of the most beautiful parts of diving in my life was when I went down deep. I went down several meters, and this is snorkeling, mind you. I went down several meters, and I would roll over on my back, and I would see the surface shimmering, and I would see the fish swimming. Now we see the life in abundance in the ocean floor. And this morning, God wants you to see other things in your life. He wants to see the shimmering of His blessing in your life. He wants to see the fish, those blessings in your life to come to pass. He wants to take you deeper. He's got a miracle for you this morning. He wants you to be in love with Him like He loves you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Let's all stand this morning. God's moving, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.